Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District Pier 17, brought to you by Chase.
Damn kids. You guys are like some big-ass kids.
There were two moments, Key. There was the rip-through, right? That was amazing. Because it wasn't working on this side. You try it on that side. And then...
Jerry? Come on now.
Jerry's doing it. But he's just showing the rip through. No, he didn't get it yet.
Jerry's going to...
Here it is. Here it is. Yeah, there it is. There we go.
And then the other one was...
At a certain point, your eyes crossed. Like you... You couldn't get the because it was frozen. You could here it is. Yeah, you're right there. That one gets me
because I'm trying to look at the bottle to see why the hell it's stuck.
What's going on? It's not coming out.
It's fine. It was frozen.
Mike Tannenbaum's here, Key.
I mean, is there not a Pellegrino national ad here for Key? Come on, like I see a big sponsorship here.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. See, this is why Mike T was an agent.
Mike, you should talk to the marketing people at ESPN then. Yeah, we're building. Yeah, I've heard that for 3 years. Anyway, Mike,
so let's talk some football. I don't know. Listen, this is quite a football panel here. Keyshawn Johnson, first overall draft pick, won a Super Bowl, played 11 seasons in the NFL, Pro Bowls, the whole thing. Mike Tannenbaum was actually a successful GM with the Jets. Think about how good you have to be in order to do that. And I have simulated games on Madden. So there's a lot of expertise here. Between the three of us. Graz's 32 QB questions, we've been reacting to that all week. But let's start with this one, Mike T. How much longer for Kirk Cousins in Minnesota? They got a lot on that team. He's not able to get them on a deep playoff run. And what's next for the Vikings?
Yeah, I think it's close to the end there. You have a new general manager who is a bright, talented guy, and he's Kwesi Adofo, who has made a lot of changes and certainly put his input on the team already. Kevin O'Connell, who's a quarterback guy, former third-round pick of the Patriots. And I think it's close to the end. I think Kirk Cousins was sort of like a placeholder. I wouldn't be surprised to see them draft a quarterback early in next year's draft.
Yeah, I would say that that's probably the case. Now, it depends on what happens with Kirk Cousins this year, right, Mike? If all of a sudden they're in the NFC Championship game and lose or something like that, just making it to the playoffs is probably not going to have an extension in store for him. But maybe if they make it to the NFC Championship game or further, then you can see him coming back as a quarterback.
All right, here's the next one. I think this is a really interesting one, and my presumption would be yes. Can Deshaun Watson return to his 2020 and before version of himself? Because that's the sleeping giant to me that, for whatever reason, everyone acknowledges, yeah, it might be, but we're not really focusing on that. That team was in the playoffs with Baker Mayfield. Stefanski got it there with Baker Mayfield. This is Deshaun Watson. If he can return to form, why couldn't they win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I'm leaning towards yes. I think what we saw last year was how important practices and having some continuity with your teammates, be it offensive line, receiver. So I think there should be a massive jump. I think Amari Cooper is one of the most underrated players in our league. I think he's a real difference maker. I think we saw the hole he left in Dallas. So my arrow is definitely up on it. But this is a huge year for that Cleveland Brown franchise. Quarterback, head coach, and hopefully for them it all works out.
Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson certainly will return back to his 2020 form, Mike. There's a lot that go into sitting out, going through the situation on a daily basis. Even now that you got the money and you still playing on a team and you're allowed to play football, you got a lot going on in your mind, man. You thinking about a lot. You thinking about what just occurred. You thinking about how people feel about you. It's just processing a lot could affect what you do. I think all that for the most part is behind him now. He can kind of just move forward with football and he'll probably be a better, much better player. Therefore, Cleveland will be a much better football team.
I can't imagine. Like, someone would have to give me a good reason why Deshaun Watson couldn't get back to where he was. He's in his physical prime. Clearly, he was rusty. Did he just like it, for him not to get back there? You'd think he forgot how to play football. He's not injured, right? So I think there's a. I agree. The good shot here is the clock ticking for Ryan Tannehill, Mike T. What's the soonest we might see Will Levis?
Yeah, it could be the first month of the season. And look, it was reported that Tennessee was trying to get back up in the first round to go get Will Levis. So obviously they had a strong interest in him. And this is the perfect situation for Rand Carthon, their new general manager, Mike Vrabel, their head coach, in terms of you try to win for today with Ryan Tannehill, take that as long as it goes, and then put Will Levis in and pass the baton. So this is a great situation. And if I'm Will Levis, I'm disappointed I didn't go in the first round for just one night, because I look at Jalen Hurts being a second-round pick. You could be a year closer to a big extension, and you're in a great situation. So there's no rush, but of these rookies, I wouldn't be surprised to see Will Levis play so well.
And like I tell people all the time, Mike, and you know this, having traded and drafted and did all these maneuvers with players, sometimes it's better to go later than to go earlier, because you go to the right place and the right opportunity. You don't have an entire franchise on your back. You know, you look at Bryce Young. The world is on Bryce Young in terms of Carolina right now. He's got to perform miracles. Will Levis could just sit back, wait for it to unfold. It's gravy for him. Now, let's see what Tannehill does. Can he hold him off? Can he show that he's capable of leading a team back to the playoffs and even further?
Yeah, we know he can lead a team to the playoffs, right? The question is, what happens then? And when you're a Tannehill type, man, you got to step up in the playoffs, and he stepped down.
I think this is an interesting team, guys, because they're a little bit, you know, half pregnant. Like, they still have him and Derrick Henry. They moved on from a lot of key guys, like the Taylor Lewans of the world. So it'll be interesting. They're a really intriguing team to me.
Yeah, agreed. All right. Will Todd Monken's offense take Lamar Jackson to the next level?
1,000%. I am extremely excited to watch this offense this year, and here's why. Key, you know this, with OBJ, even if he's 80% of what he was, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, we don't even talk about him anymore, Nelson Agholor, the contractually obligated reference to a USC wide receiver, this is going to be a really difficult offense to defend, because if you have to double any of those guys, Lamar can then beat you with his legs. And that's why, to me, I can't wait to see how good this offense could be with legitimate outside speed.
And even if you don't have to double them, Mike, they're pass catchers. They're professional pass catchers. Now, Zay Flowers has got to get up to speed, but from everything that I'm hearing from the Baltimore Ravens coaching staff, he is one to be reckoned with. He is going to be one of those Tyreek Hill-type players, one of those Jalen Waddle-type players in their offense that speed kills. And if OBJ can get back to form the way we saw him with the Rams, you mentioned Nelson Agholor. He's a professional wide receiver, so he knows how to run routes. He knows how to finish and catch the football. So that gives all the room in the world for Andrews to come underneath as a tight end, which is a safety valve for Lamar Jackson. I'm excited, just like you, to be able to see this offense, because for some reason, in the world that we live in, people still don't believe Lamar Jackson is a capable passer, even though they went out and got a passing game coordinator in Todd Monken. Yeah. It's unbelievable that people still feel like he can't throw the damn football.
Yeah, no, Key, I think they're set up for great success. And you mentioned another interesting point. Something that's really interesting to me is you look at Garrett Wilson, Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith. Those guys could all fly. They're small. And that's why I think when you talk about Zay Flowers, I think he's really set up for success.
You know what, Mike? You know how you said small, and I always, Max, you know how I am. I eyeball people and size them up and stand next to them just enough to see. Zay Flowers isn't as small as I thought. I thought he was like a real itty-bitty. He's strapped. Like, he's put together. I saw him last week out here at the rookies premiere, and I sized him up. I'm like, and he got that snack, crackle, pop. He got what you need as a receiver. He talked that talk. So I love that about him.
And also, Zay Flowers, I don't care what his time in the 40 is. He's fast. You know, he's quick.
He's
explosive. He just, Key, you said it yesterday. You can look and see. This is what's fascinating to me about this whole Monken thing and Lamar thing. In Baltimore, there are two questions to me, or a central question is, you see what happens to Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts. They put the right pieces at the right stages of their developments around them, and so their trajectory was up as passers. They've not done that with Lamar Jackson. Is there a point at which you've waited too long and now you've permanently hampered his development? Because he's been in, this is his sixth year in the league. On the other hand, He's 3 weeks younger than Joe Burrow.
Yep.
He's so young, you would think that they can do it. And in terms of, Key, your point yesterday about running, because Diana was arguing, hey, keep doing what you're doing, more or less, plays will break down. That's when Lamar Jackson's at his best.
Well,
you can design runs.
But that's a natural, the natural situation.
That's going to happen. And so you're going to get those runs from him.
It's going to happen. The thing that Todd Monken is able to do, and you know this, Mike, from just game planning and what we talk about post-game and what we talk about on Mondays and install and all that. On third and six, we cannot line Mark Andrews up at the damn quarterback position and turn around and toss the football to our star quarterback for $200 million to try to get a first down. That, to me, is stupidity from an offensive coordinating standpoint. Why would you ever do that? They did that way too often for my liking in Baltimore under Greg Roman. Doing things like that, running counters with the quarterback, you cannot do design runs with him way too often. He has the ability, as you know, Mike, scouting him at Louisville, to throw the football down the damn field. Let him do that.
I completely agree. I think he has a real shot of winning the MVP. If everyone can stay healthy, if OBJ can be close to what he was, this is a really, really difficult offense to defend, because if you play eight-man spacing and you worry about Lamar with his legs, I think they're going to win a lot on the outside. So I completely agree. They're going to be fun to watch.
And they have the star quarterback and line him up in an I formation. Like, what are you doing?
By the way, Lamar Jackson has almost never lost a game in his career. He wins almost every game he plays. He has the lead in even more of them in the fourth quarter. And that's with injuries and no receivers. Andrews is still there. That's the guy that moves the chains. But even if you do have injuries between Odell and Rashad Bateman, they have injury histories recently. Will they be healthy? But you got multiple guys like that now. So the chances are one or two of them, Zay Flowers, are going to be there. Mike Tannenbaum, ladies and gentlemen, you can see him across such ESPN platforms.
This just in,
2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, handsome host. Are you buying that Devontae Adams is still excited to be a Raider? Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Time for the No Huddle. Nuno.
All right, guys. Earlier this month, Devontae Adams talked about how he was unhappy with the offense and things in Las Vegas. And yesterday he responded to that and he said this.
I'm a Raider and I'm excited to be here. I love my head coach and I love the general manager here and everybody. I mean, from the top to the bottom. So, I have no reason to lie. I mean, one thing I don't do is BS, so I'm not going to make anything up when it comes to that. I'd rather keep my mouth closed if I have negative things to say, but when I say that these are some good men in this place, that I really value the relationship that I have with them, I mean that.
And, Key, I'll start with you. Do you think Devontae Adams is actually excited to still be a Raider?
Hey, look, first of all, here's what I'm going to say. His tone has changed because they got to him, right? They said, hey, can you calm down a little bit? we're trying to get through here. Don't put any pressure on us, please. Just work with us on this one. We don't want to answer questions about it. Now, here's the real thing, Max and New. I speak receiver, okay? So, hell no, he's not excited to be a Raider right now because they sat up there and they told him when they traded for him that, hey, you come over here from Green Bay, we got you in Carr. Carr's your guy. We're going to push the ball down the field. We're going to do all sorts of things with you. Guess what? He went out and became an all-pro. He led the league in all sorts of statistical categories. He's really good. He's an all-pro. There's no question about it. But then they ship his guy off. They cut his guy. His guy goes to New Orleans. Now, hear me out. I speak receiver. He gets the playbook a week or two ago, and he's looking at it, and they're installing for OTAs. He's like, man, we getting ready to dink and dunk. We're not pushing the ball down the field. We got Jimmy damn Garoppolo. So, of course he's going to be unhappy and not excited about this move. Of course.
I think Jimmy Garoppolo is better than Derek Carr.
Oh, God. I can't talk to you, Max. Now you're getting ready to – you're getting ready on a Friday when I'm going on vacation to get under my skin.
No, I'm not getting ready.
Better.
I've already started to do it.
He's a dink and dunk guy. He's not pushing the ball up the field. Devontae Adams and Carr – push the ball up the field.
Yes, it's a different
style of play. You're going to average 9 yards a catch messing around with Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's a different style of play. There's no doubt about it.
And that's why he's mad.
But I do believe, Key, I understand why as a receiver he'd feel that way. But if it's the middle of the season, you're like, damn, we got more wins at this time than we did last year, even if I'm not getting the ball the same way.
There's not anybody in the National Football League that will feel, other than Josh McDaniels, that Garoppolo is better than Carr. There's not anybody.
I think they just upgraded and saved money at the same time.
Oh, stop, Max.
Derek Carr's had a bunch of shots, man, he's done certain things very
well.
We're
not going to get into the car.
Garoppolo's been better throughout. He's had a better career so far, Garoppolo or Carr.
Have you seen the roster that this young man has been working with throughout his 9 years?
Okay, good. So now let's see what Jimmy G does with it.
Hold on. And them bum-ass coaches he had. The best coach that he ever had was Jack Del Rio for 1 year or maybe 2 years.
Not good.
He wind up
well. Wait a minute.
Hurt.
On the other hand, John Gruden.
Oh God, stop!
John Gruden, the great John Gruden. He won a Super Bowl. Oh boy, he's just tremendous.
Stop! You just want to hear me. You just want to hear me some more.
I figure now that I'm under your skin, I might as well run around. Go ahead.
All right. Speaking of the Raiders, this offseason they traded Darren Waller to the Giants, The Giants needed weapons, and Daniel Jones yesterday talked about what Waller brings to them.
Darren's been great. He's been really fun to work with. Really smart guy. He's obviously a tough matchup for people, for defenses, with a guy who can run like that with that kind of size. And so, yeah, he definitely gives something for the defense to worry about or to game plan for, and we can move him around, put him in different spots, but just a super versatile player.
So, Key, what does a tight end like Darren Waller, if he's on the field, do for Daniel Jones?
Well, it's a mismatch, but Darren Waller's excited about being a Giant. He spoke about having the opportunity to be heard, to be listened to. His opinion matters. So, I don't know if that was a shot at the Raiders organization, John Gruden, or Josh McDaniels, but he certainly feels better in the New York Giants uniform. Daniel Jones has got one. You can detach him from the line of scrimmage. He's almost like a receiver to a degree. He's an inline blocker. He's a willing participant in the run game. They've got a really good player in Darren Waller. So you guys are the Giant fans. Y'all should be extremely happy that Daniel Jones has something to go with now.
I am. And by the way, Key, Daniel Jones, see, the thing about QBR is it rewards a lot of the stuff that guys like you like. When you're like, yeah, he doesn't have a lot of touchdowns and everything, but I saw him make good decisions. I saw him get yards on the ground. QBR counts that in. You know where Daniel Jones ranked in QBR last year in the National Football League overall?
Sixth.
And after December 1st, he had the highest QBR across the league because he's making good decisions. He's running the ball. And when he needs to, he's hooking up with receivers. Now you give him a tight end like the one you described, not to mention speedy receivers.
Well, he's a big red zone target as well.
Big red zone target.
And touchdowns are sexy. We all want to score touchdowns. But when you look at the statistical situation at the quarterback position, a guy has 15 touchdowns, people say, well, it's his fault, it's wrong. No, that's what they wanted to do.
Right.
It's by design. Now if he goes from 15 to 30, what you got to say?
If Daniel Jones winds up with 25 TDs and eight picks and a bunch of yards on the ground and 9-10 wins and another playoff win. Come on, man. He's good.
You take that all day long. He's a good quarterback.
And they got him a nice and now we'll see how good. We'll see he's good. We'll see if he can get better with these
weapons. They got some pieces, right?
Yep.
They got the Campbell kid from Indy. They picked up
he can run. They got guys who can fly.
Hyatt from Tennessee.
Yep.
You know, now you got, you know, Hodges is still there. Now you got Darren Waller. And Saquon, don't worry, Saquon will be fine. He's going to be a Giant. He's not holding out, so don't get in.
And the kind of offense they have, Key, Saquon and Waller, when you have those speed guys, yeah, they're going to get connected with and all that, but Saquon and Waller are going to keep the chains moving.
All right, next up.
Hold on, someone told a joke in the control room.
Pat's asking about, and he asked it on Twitter, what's the one song that gets you, what is it, Pat?
What's your song of the summer, basically, so far?
So far?
Well, just song. What's your song of the summer?
It's what, like, if you're taking a drive today, and everyone, a lot of people are going to be on the road today, what's, when you get ready and you get in your car, what's that one song, like the first song on your playlist today? You know, unofficial
know
start of the
be.
Summer.
What's mine?
Ring, ring, ring?
No, I might go Chub Rock. Who knows?
You might go what?
Chub Rock. Remember Chub Rock?
Chub Rock? Oh, yeah, of course Chub Rock. Chub Rock was the best.
All right, last one. Dak Prescott. Obviously, Mike McCarthy's taken over play calling, and yesterday he talked about the change.
He's the play caller now, so right. Just being able to understand and being in the same wavelength and understanding why he's calling the play, what's the purpose of that play, and what he expects out of that, and just making sure that we're on the same accord there. And it has to be that constant communication. As we just said, as he just broke and we said, you know what, go look at everything we put in, make sure that we're running the things that you like and the things that we're good at, and if it's something that, right, you're just a little iffy about it, let's get it out. Let's master what we're great at. So just having that clear communication and being able to work with him day in and day out, as I said, it's new, it's refreshing, and it's fun for both of us.
Key, what will Dak Prescott and this offense look like with Mike McCarthy now calling plays?
The same as it did a year ago. They're not going to change much. They may. What happens in these situations, so that everybody knows, it's about calling the game. It's about the style in which you call a game. They're going to still run the football. They were ranked 6th in the league at running the football. They were 45% of their offensive play calling was running the football. It'll stay the same, maybe slightly go up, but it's about when you call the runs. Am I calling the runs at the right time? Am I throwing the football at the right time? If I decide on 3rd and 2 that I'm going to run the ball, that's great. That's what I want to do. But if I'm running the ball on 2nd and 15, that's not what I want to do. I want to push the ball down the field to get to 3rd and short. So I don't necessarily know that Kellen Moore was in line with Mike McCarthy. When Mike McCarthy would give him direction, hey, give me your best this, and then he would do something different, I think it got under Mike McCarthy's skin to realize, you know what, I should just do this myself.
First of all.
Even though they were very explosive offense and effective. But that's how coaches are, man.
Mike McCarthy got rid of the OC because he's next. This is what happens. When it gets to the point where you know you got to walk that plank, you're going to push the OC over first, and you're going to, if you have an offensive background, you'll take over play calling duties, right? Like this is the kind of lifeline or life arc of a head coach in the NFL when they're not living up to expectations. Key, I understand complimentary football. Mike McCarthy actually came out and said, he basically said we were scoring too many points. So it's going to be very interesting to see if this revolutionary new idea of scoring fewer points pans out for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, see, do you understand what he's saying?
Yes,
saying
I do.
Mike?
You won't listen.
Lord have mercy. Max, not Mike.
He has the whole big picture in mind as the head coach. You want to play complimentary football. You want time of possession.
All
you want
that.
To compliment the defense.
All that.
I get it. I get
because
it. But, boy,
he better do it now.
If I
want to show you – see, the problem with a lot of coordinators or people that are underneath somebody is they try to show – something else. I'm interviewing for the next job, so I'm doing it this way. That's what happens, and coaches don't like that. They want to do it a certain way. When you go into it with a game plan, you say, hey, our defense is wore down last week. Here's what we want to do. We want to get up. We want to manage the clock. We don't want to take a shot with 6 minutes to go in the game. We want to run the clock out. But instead, I got a coordinator dialing up bombs, Now it's three and out. My defense is right back on the field. Now we lose the lead, and everybody looks at me and says, well, what the hell were you doing? That's what happens.
Well, if there's some, you know, the know-it-all, right? If there's someone I hate, Key, the type of person I hate, it's the guy who has to show you how smart he is. God,
hey,
that guy gets under
favor.
My skin.
Do me a favor, Max.
Boy, oh boy.
Max, do me a favor. Pick up your phone.
Mm-hmm. I have it.
Pick it up. Put it to your face. Look at the reflection.
Well, it's not on the lock screen. All right. Is Mahomes following the Tom Brady contract model from New England? Is that what Mahomes is doing, KJM?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We all have bad matchups stylistically. Like in boxing, they say styles make fights. Mine is Chris Canty. He's a bad matchup for me.
He is.
Jay has a bad matchup, too. I'm trying to think of who it is. But you are the bad matchup for Key, I think.
It's a bad styles matchup for Key. Question.
Yeah.
What is he wearing? A denim jacket? What is this?
Yeah, see, right away
What is this? You don't dress up for TV anymore?
I'm on radio and TV. Who dresses up for, who wears a suit at 6 a.m. in the morning? I'm like, come on now.
Well, Kimberly's got the new
They're not even new,
well,
Max.
She says they're not new.
The taxis
came
out last season.
Yeah, I'm not saying the taxis are new. I'm saying that you haven't had them on in this studio before.
I just need our hookup come Christmas time, though, for some
You don't need anything. You're good. Thanks. You're good.
No, I need your hookup.
Kimberly A. Martin.
Yes, my dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always good news when I see her in studio. It means I get her later on this Just In also, and that's always a good day. What can you tell us about Rodgers and the Jets OTA so far?
How much do we love the new Jets? Don't we just love them?
Yes,
I mean,
as a matter of fact.
It's funny because I was there when the Giants drafted Daniel Jones. So I was in that press room when Gettleman talked about it's full bloom love. I mean, in Florham Park, there is a whole bed of roses. It is a garden of gardenias. Like, it is so, they are so over the moon with this guy. And I kind of like it for them because everyone, this is a franchise, let's be honest. Everybody has made fun of the Jets over the years. The butt fumble, all this stuff that has happened. And Aaron Rodgers is just that, he's having a Tom Brady effect already. Just he raises the standard, just his presence in that building. As somebody who covered the team, it's great to see that they're all in a great place and excited about actually landing the guy that they wanted because so many people thought it wouldn't happen.
But how does this translate to the field, though, Kim? How do you think, how do you think it translates to the field? Because you remember you just said Tom Brady effect. Well, Tom Brady's effect won them a Super Bowl immediately.
Fair.
How does this?
Fair. And in fairness to Aaron Rodgers, the Jets' path to the Super Bowl will not be easy at all in the AFC, right? But think about this Jets team. They literally just missed the playoffs last year with a combination of Zach Wilson and Mike White. So you add, I'm not saying they're going to be in the Super Bowl. I'm not even saying like they're going to be in the AFC Championship. But when you put this defense, everybody's excited about this defense for a good reason. And then you look at the offensive pieces with Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard, and you've got Garrett Wilson, and then you've got a Breece Hall coming back off of injury. There's reason to be excited, and you should look at the Jets as, to me, the team that could actually knock off the Bills in that division.
You know what's so crazy? As you were talking, I was sitting here and I was listening to you talk.
Oh, you were? That is a first.
I wasn't hearing you. I was listening. And the similarities is scary if you really break it down to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And what I mean by this is he leaves, he goes to Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Their defense was pretty good already. Mm-hmm. Then he gets a couple of his running buddies to come hang out with him.
Hello.
Right? AB and Gronk. And then all of a sudden they recruit the running back, Leonard Fournette. Mm-hmm. And then you look at and Jameis Winston almost got him to the playoffs, but, you know, they had to move on from him. Then you look at Aaron Rodgers. He comes, he gets a couple of his buddies at Green Bay. They get some free agency. The defense is really good. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, at the time that Tom Brady entered the NFC, the NFC was not a weak quarterback division. It was pretty solid and sound. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so strange that they're very similar.
And nobody thought the Bucs didn't – it's not like Tom Brady got there and was like, ooh, the Bucs from jump were the team. Like, it took them a minute to gel and win that Super Bowl.
It is – okay, the Jets with Rodgers might win the Super Bowl, for sure. They also might miss the playoffs. In fact, I think they're likely to miss. The more I think about it, the more likely I think they are to miss. I think they're more likely to miss the playoffs than win the Super Bowl, for sure.
Well,
because the division's brutal. Like, if Tua stays upright, they could win the Super Bowl. The Bills are really good. And then you look at the whole North, everyone in that division's live. Mm-hmm. I mean, Pittsburgh probably least of all.
Yeah.
And then you even look out west, you got the Chiefs and Chargers. Just, like, you know, not enough slots for everyone to go.
That's fair.
Good. I'm glad it's fair. Is Mahomes following the Tom Brady contract model from New England?
Yeah, when you listen to him, it does sound very reminiscent of Tom Brady. I hear what Patrick is saying. I like it, but there's a part of me that doesn't, because it's like, I won't do anything to jeopardize our chances of being able. It's like, okay, I hear you, but let's not act like this guy isn't going to make like $500 million, right? Like, I it's not like he's getting paid peanuts, number one. Number two, on the heels of the Jalen Hurts deal and the Lamar deal, it just, his comments, it rubbed me the wrong way, not because I have any issues with Mahomes personally, but it just fuels that narrative of like, you see, Patrick is handling this the right way. Like, Patrick isn't trying to be selfish. And it's like, it is not on these quarterbacks and these players. It's not their responsibility to help the GM figure out how to make all these pieces fit. Everybody in football, like all the GMs, the coaches, everybody's making a lot of money, right? You can't expect the players to say, you know what, I'll do one for the team. If you earn the right, if the market says QBs make this, I want that. And so I get what Patrick is saying, but I also think it gives credence to those fans who kill quarterbacks in particular and players for wanting to get as much money as possible because we shouldn't begrudge them of that opportunity.
Well, here's what I would say in that conversation, Kimberly, is that whenever you hear but, right, Patrick says, well, but I still want to make the money for me and my family, but I want to make sure that the team, like you said, he's going to get the money. Yeah. That's not really it.
He's not saying I'll play for free. He will get paid.
Talk more about the trying to help the team and the media and fans beating him up. Here's how I've always looked at it, having gone through it myself. When I screamed and I hollered, I wanted money. Guess what? Oh, he's taking all the money from the team. He's not going to be able to do this. Keyshawn selfish, boom. But when I said nothing and I just redid my deal, it was like, he's doing it for the team. Mm-hmm. It's team friendly. Mm-hmm. What a nice guy. Mm-hmm. So it's different. The Lamar Jackson situation, all he cares about is the money, the money, the money, the money. Because Lamar was essentially battling from a public
perspective. Yeah, they were digging in. They took an extreme negotiating position against
him. And so that's what happens. When you don't do that and you approach it like Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow, you're helping the team. I say all of this to say, nobody in the top six quarterbacks on that list, those Rodgerses, those Russell Wilsons and Kyler Murrays and all of them, ain't none of those deals non-team friendly. They all team friendly. Every last one of them is team friendly. They all got their money.
By the way, listen closely to what, when you said but what Mahomes said. On the one hand, I want to be able to win. He also talked about pushing the quarterback market. He doesn't want to dampen that, right? In other words, I have a responsibility to my team to give a team-friendly deal, but as Key points out, I also have a responsibility as a player to push the salary up. So he's just saying...
But if I'm pushing the salary up, I'm pushing it up for me, too.
100%, Key. 100%.
You know, it's the but. It's fine. Patrick Mahomes, Kim, however he wants to paint it, I'm with him 100%. Get his money, as I keep telling Max. Yeah. Max is complaining about Kim. He's complaining about the owners and $200 million. Patrick Mahomes is going to be a $250-plus million fully guaranteed
he's saying. I'm saying this.
Easy.
This is our
easy. It's not
he
even
says,
close.
I think that the owners sent a clear message post Deshaun Watson. Forget 230.
Right.
And the line they dug in the sand was 200. We're going to keep these dudes under 200. So do the math. 170, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then, Hurts, you get 174. And then, Lamar, you'll get 79. Mm-hmm. Lamar, you'll get 184, another 5 million. Okay, Burrow or Herbert.
Yeah.
The next guy will get 194 or 89. Mm-hmm. Then 194, right? I think they're looking at Mahomes as the guy who they're either going to keep right under 200 or they'll let him touch 200, but I think that's the line. And Key is saying, no, Mahomes will obliterate it. What do you think?
He should obliterate it. He literally is the best quarterback in football.
But do you think the owners will let him?
If the Chiefs are smart, they will. I mean, because think about it. When you don't, like, this is what every team wants. That guy. They have the guy at quarterback. Like, reward him for what he's done in his short career already. He's way too soon. Like,
yeah, I'll take Patrick Mahomes. You can have my whole team, and I'll just build a team around Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, we're good. Like, we're good.
All right. The great Kimberly A. Martin, ladies and gentlemen. Key, I'll give you one guess what hit shows you can see her on across ESPN platforms. 2 p.m. Eastern. This just in. Care to remark on the looks of the host? He's handsome.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Oh, I love this.
I'm so in love with you.
Come on, man. Oh. Barbecue music.
Well, go over here and talk to your uncle. Come on over here. Hey, I see that old Mac Kellerman. Hey, that's Mac Kellerman. Ooh.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's the uncle.
This gets you right.
Yeah, the uncle gonna tell you, say, old Max, you still do that old boxing over there?
I heard that once or twice in my life.
I saw you on that show with the boxing. That's right, young fella.
That's me.
On that Just In, right?
On that Just In.
On that Just In.
On that Just In. That's that old Kellerman guy over there.
You be arguing with Stephen A. Smith, right? Well, yeah, I used to. Now I'm doing that. I'm on the mornings with Key and Jay. And
yeah, right. You be arguing with that Stephen. You know that Stephen A. Smith, man? You know, I used to didn't like him, but I found a way to start to like old Stephen A.
Always, always the one.
I used to get when I was younger because I had a goatee, right? Mm-hmm. Jim Rome. I'm like, no, sometimes I'd be like, yeah, hey, what's going on? Because they knew me from TV, something. Then I used to get Skip Bayless sometimes, Key, because they just knew it's the white guy arguing with Stephen
TV,
A,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, yeah. You still dating that girl that won. Woo-wee.
Like, Unc, listen here, Unc. That was 3 years ago, Unc. Just take it easy.
It's always from, what is it on the 3-year lag time with that dude, right? It's always three from 3 years ago.
You're getting all the information from Facebook. It's like, all right, Uncle, man, we love you nonetheless, dog.
Key, what are your keys to starting off summer right? Here we come into Memorial Day weekend.
Okay, so we're going 5-1 or 1-5. Mm-hmm. Which one are we doing? 5-1 or 1-5?
Let's go. You want what should it be, Nuno, the reveal, or should it, we go 1-5?
Let's just go 1-5.
All right.
Because so, if number one isn't right, you're not going to have a good summer, right?
So number one.
So number one, give me some background music there a little bit, Yates. So number one, your frame has got to be right, right? You gotta be right. You gotta be able to, when you walk in, your skin has got to be able to shine a certain way. Mm-hmm. Your haircut has got to be on point.
Got to get your hair cut.
Every single weekend, hair and nails have got to be on point, period.
Go get it lined up. Don't try and do it yourself.
Your frame has got to be right. You got to be right. You can't you can't be all just not looking good. You got to be shining.
Because the shirt might come off. It's summertime, Key.
Well, yeah, of course. So you got to, you know, your stuff got to be right. You can't have a Danny Glover body, you know.
You don't look right. Need to have the six-pack. You just need to be able to take your shirt off. Yeah.
Yes. You don't have to have everybody's not going to get a six-pack no matter how much you work out. Yeah. So that's number one.
Number two.
Number two, to go with that frame, your gear's got to be right. Your clothes, you can't be walking in with Air Force Ones that look like they've been worn 12 times.
We'll get that new Air Force Ones, the Crispies. No. Come on.
You got to have the right swimwear on. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anybody says. I don't want to see you walking around with tennis shoes and socks and all that and shorts on, and it's 115 degrees.
Go get some slides, some super slides.
Toes are so jacked up that you can't put slides on, I get it. But don't put socks on and tennis shoes and all.
Do socks with the slides. I mean, you know, that if you're an athlete, you can do that.
I don't like that look.
I never liked it either, but the athletes get away with it. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't like that look. But your gear's got to be right. It's got to just be matching and right. Yeah. So then, number three.
Number three.
Whatever gets you in the mood, whatever that extracurricular activity is that you do that gets you the way you feel, it's got to be right.
Sure.
You can't be in there just looking like you're not having fun.
Right.
So whatever gets you in the mood to having that fun, an extracurricular activity that you do, you got to have it. I mean, you know, if it's a cocktail.
Got to sip on something.
Sipping on something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a mojito. Maybe you like a glass of crispy white wine. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that gets you right. That's number three.
I like it so far.
Number four.
Then, along with the wine, number four has got to be the food intake. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to eat burgers and fries and dogs, but you got to have something right. I don't care if it's a kale salad, whatever Pat thinks is funny, avocado kale, whatever. But your food's got to be right. Because when you go out at night, you got to be at the nighttime spots. You can't be up there with them little bitty plates. You got to have the food got to be right with all your friends. Everything's got to be nice and put together right.
Okay, no tapas? What are we talking about
here? You can have tapas. But that's tapas is only good if you have multiple people.
Right.
Just two people.
Well, you said little bitty plates, so I'm trying to think of what you're referring to.
Yeah, but you got to have multiple people for it because you need to share it.
All right.
You know? Yep. Don't go in the restaurant and order tapas for yourself.
Right.
I mean, come on. So number five.
Number five.
Sand to the beach, both in the male side, female and male side. When you bring in friends to the party, they can't be lame. Mm. It's got to be right. Right? If you got young ladies, with you, they better be the baddest, prettiest young ladies in the world. And if dudes with you, young ladies, they better look right. Don't all dusty, dude hair all messed up.
This is a very exclusive summer right kickoff list here. This is for a certain strata of society.
Wait, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Pat could violate every single one of those rules and have a great time.
Not a chance.
For most of them.
Not a chance.
All right, coming up, we're going to get into it. Can the Celtics finish this thing off?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.